Welcome to The Musician. This episode is a current affairs episode under the banner African Minds. I talk about current affairs, politics, news, philosophy, and all of that. Of course, you'll wonder why this episode is under a podcast called The Musician. Well, I created this podcast to talk about music, and since I sometimes want to talk about other issues besides music, I thought I would create another podcast, but that's a hassle, so I offer this explanation. What's happening in African politics? Pan-Africanism, if you will. On the 8th of November, a Wednesday, Julius Malema was in Kenya. He was at Likunya University. The university was launching its Pan-African Institute, so I guess it was fitting to have Julius Malema there. Julius is the president of the Economic Freedom Fighters, one of the opposition parties here in South Africa. Apparently, he hit it off with people who shared his message, but Kenya's deputy president, Rigathi Gachagua, took issue with Julius Malema because of his criticism of President Ruto. Gachagua was scathing. He only arrived in the country in the morning and purports to know about our issues more than we do, Gachagua said. It's kind of funny, that message. Hey, Gachagua was nonplussed. I guess I would be nonplussed myself if somebody came to my place or came to my country and acted as if they knew more than we knew about our issues. But let's go ahead with this episode. One issue that Malema criticized President Ruto, was warmly welcome King Charles from England, who was in Kenya until the 4th of November. Prof. Lumumba, a noted Pan-Africanista here, is the one that had invited Julius Malema. And Gachagua, the deputy president of Kenya, is of the mind that politicians should respect the leaders of the countries they visit. In December, I hear, Gachagua was in South Africa, yet he says he never raised the issue that Malema's own country, South Africa, rationed electricity for 7 hours. My name is Elsojini. I do these episodes from Pretoria, South Africa.